Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also, at the revelation of His glory, you may rejoice with exultation.
In yesterday's devotion, we looked at Psalm 46, verse 10, which instructs us to cease striving during the difficult times in our life. So just how are those of us who are believers to be still? First, we must understand that God is allowing our difficulties. If we believe that He's in control, then we must also believe that He's permitted these events to occur. Second, there's a purpose behind our trials, even when life seems confusing and hopeless. The Lord won't allow hardships to come our way without good reason. Third, since there's a purpose for our hardships, they have the potential to be seen as positive in retrospect. This doesn't mean everything will always work out perfectly, according to our own standards, hopes, and plans, but it does mean that if we respond correctly, we may look back on the experience as a catalyst for growth in our spiritual walk. In Romans 8, verse 28, Paul says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." You may have heard this familiar verse many times, but in order to endure the storms of life, you must understand its truth. The Lord hasn't disappeared, and He isn't ignoring you. He has a purpose in everything, even the most challenging of circumstances.